Well, we do indeed welcome one another on this holiest of nights to this service of celebration as we greet this glorious Christmas day together. The peace of Christ be with all of you.
And also with you.
Once again, our better angels have guided us to a stable door. Once again, the Star of Bethlehem has glistened in the dark and helped us to find our way in from the cold. Once again, the busy world is hushed. Wise ones wonder, and we dare to believe in miracles. Once again, a holy mystery bids us welcome and whispers in our hearts, "Come and behold the light of the world."
This is the night we have been waiting for. Joy to the world, the Lord has come.
The light shines on in the darkness,
and the darkness shall never overcome it.
Glory to God in the highest.
And to the earth be peace.
Let us pray.
As once you came in the hush of darkness, O God, so still our hearts now by the wonder of this night. Make us wise with the wisdom of a little one, that truth might be born afresh in us. Let not our hearts be busy inns with no room, but doors open wide to welcome a holy guest, who is Jesus Christ, alive with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
hear these words of comfort and hope uttered by the prophet Isaiah. But there will be no gloom for those who were in anguish. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
As I walk down the road at setting sun, the lambs were coming homeward one by one. I heard the sheep bells softly calling them along the little road to Bethlehem.
Listen once again to the words of the Holy Gospel, an old, old story that you know by heart by now, especially in these ancient words from the Authorized Version of King James, 1611. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And this census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city, and Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And so it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, just as it was told them. This is the gospel of Christ.
Ding dong, merrily on high, and the bells are ringing. Ding dong, verily the sky is riven with angels singing. Oh.
Let your word, O God, be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Then let that word become flesh once more in us. Amen. Did you hear the gospel? And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those whom God favors." Did you hear it? And suddenly, it's like that, isn't it? I mean, every year the same thing. One minute it's Labor Day and we're shutting up the cottage or mowing the grass or getting the kids ready for school. And before you know it, it's Thanksgiving and then Halloween and then Grey Cup weekend. And then they light the first candle in Advent in church. And suddenly, I mean, there it is. How did that happen so fast? I mean, where did the time go? I mean, didn't we just throw out the tree from last year? Well, maybe we simply get used to the world the way it is. So used to it, in fact, we don't expect anything to change or anything to surprise us anymore. I mean, take the daily news. It seems to repeat the same old stories day after day. I mean, even our own lives, whether stuck in a rut or huffing and puffing to keep up with the rat race, they pretty much move along with one day not much different from another, except we catch a glimpse of ourselves in the mirror now and then and wonder where those wrinkles came from. Oh, sure, occasionally some misfortune, and it's usually misfortune, isn't it? Knocks the stuffing right out of us. But once we pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off, things return to normal, or we make the most of a new normal, and we simply carry on with or without tears in our eyes. But listen, because suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host. And suddenly. Now, how can anybody really get ready for that? I mean, there we are in the middle of our lives, tending whatever we tend instead of sheep, and ready or not, such God Almighty telling us and all the world that the same old won't do. Grabbing and consuming and fussing won't do. Caesar and his decrees won't do. Herod and his henchmen won't do. Sorrow won't do. Fear won't do. Poverty won't do. Oppression won't do. Violence won't do. Despair won't do. Heartache won't do. Suddenly it's Christmas again. And ready or not, nothing less than hope and peace and joy and love will do. Suddenly it's Christmas again. And ready or not, nothing less than good news of great joy will do for you and your house and me and my house and every other house on God's good earth. Suddenly it's Christmas again. And ready or not, here's news to make the heavens sing and the earth rejoice. I mean, here's comfort and joy together, if you can imagine that, sneaking up on us just when we thought there's nothing left but the same old, same old. Ready or not, suddenly it's Christmas again, sounding its tearful, hopeful, joyful vision of good news above the noise of stress-filled shopping malls and the clamor of angry conflicts and the cries of pain and the sobs of sorrow. Ready or not, suddenly it's Christmas again, picking its way through the debris of ruined cities, forgotten farmlands, polluted skies and seas. I mean, ready or not, suddenly it's Christmas again, relentlessly insisting, all appearances to the contrary, that God still loves the world way too much not to send it God's most precious gift. Suddenly, ready or not, it's Christmas again. Well, actually, my friends, it really doesn't matter whether we are ready or not. Christmas comes anyway. Doesn't ask permission to come. Doesn't send out questionnaires in advance asking people how they feel about its coming. It doesn't apologize for coming at the busiest time of the year and interrupting more pressing matters. It doesn't do market surveys in order to arrive only where audiences will be most receptive. And it doesn't trim away the troublesome, objectionable, disturbing, demanding aspects of its coming. Suddenly, ready or not, it simply comes. It slips into shadowed, mangered places, and there, for those with eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts to receive, there it greets the world with, of all things, a baby's cry. Ready or not, suddenly, believe it or not, it's Christmas again, arriving with the nerve simply to invite you to decide whether that baby lying in that manger is good news enough. God enough to make all the difference in your life, in the church, and in the world. Ready or not, suddenly it's Christmas again. Now mind you, tomorrow will come and go, ready or not. And ready or not, there's not a sermon preached in any church tonight nor carol sung that can prepare us for it. There's not a single present under the tree that will make the day any better than it is already. I mean, the mess will get cleared up, the leftovers put in the freezer, the decorations stored away, the baby in the manger stuffed back in the box until next year. Maybe it'll be a wonderful day. Or maybe it'll be the worst Christmas day ever. I don't know. But the holy mystery of God with us will still be there, day in, day out, no matter what. Weeping with us, laughing with us, arguing with us, comforting us, correcting us, and challenging us to take hope, peace, joy, and love that we've been touting throughout this Advent season, and make them the stuff of lifetimes. Those of us bold enough or foolish enough to speak at all on such a night as this had better choose our words very carefully, and preferably not too many of them. After all, it's a night when the whole world holds its breath and listens for the sound of silence to persuade us all of peace on earth, goodwill toward those in whom God takes such delight. It is a night to keep the mystery undisturbed and let it do its will and work its way in every human heart. It's a night when stars shine and angels sing and animals talk and miracles happen on every 34th street. Ready or not, suddenly, it's Christmas again. And even though we've opened the stable door countless times before, tonight we peer in one more time. And in spite of our weariness, our cynicism, tonight we peer in just one more time. And still God utterly astounds us. Well, at least I hope so. I hope we aren't so jaded by life, so weary of carols at the mall, so disappointed by fading visions of sugar plums, so tuckered out by the hustle and bustle that we have little capacity left for childlike wonder and astonishment. I hope not, because you see, suddenly, it's Christmas. And there is with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward those upon whom God's favor rests. Suddenly it's Christmas again, and ready or not, there is a surprise waiting for us in a cattle shed And when we really catch on to what that sweet little Jesus boy will do in and for the world, what that holy infant will do for us, I gotta tell you, it changes everything. It comes once a year, this holy night, but when it comes, the hopes and fears of all the years are packed into its coming. I mean, 12 long months or short since last it came, or was it maybe just the other day? Oh, sometimes it's hard to remember. But now, tonight, in this place, perhaps in every place where meek souls will receive him still, suddenly, it's Christmas again. Ready or not, whoever has ears to hear, hear the word of the Lord.
A manger bed. to a stable on that Christmas Eve so late. Winds were blowing, crows were lowing, stars were glowing, glowing, glowing. Jesus, Jesus, rest your head. You have got a manger bed. Jesus, Jesus, rest your head.
God, once again we have heard, and we have been blessed by prophets, a young woman, a carpenter, angels and shepherds, and we too have come to Bethlehem for a blessing. Because you chose our flesh for your birth, you are born in us. That you have taken upon yourself our quirks and quarks, our vulnerabilities, and our flawedness fills us with incredible hope. In the baby Jesus, you have offered us a glimpse of your tenderness, your humility, and your incredible desire to understand and be in relationship with your earth creatures. All of this gives us pause this night to lift our spirits and convey our gratitude for your divine action of sharing our human circumstances. On this night of starlight, candlelight, tinsel, and Christmas greenery, we thank you too for Christmas joy, especially for the joy of family and friendships renewed, and for hearts warmed by the love and delight of children and grandchildren. Still, there are many, O God, who struggle during the Christmas season, and so we ask of you grace enough to assure them that this strange mixture of comfort and joy is also theirs. We pray for those in military service who can only dream of being home for the holidays, and remember their loved ones who keep the home fires burning. In our minds also are men and women, known and unknown, who feel more acutely at Christmas the losses they grieve, whether a partner, a parent, a sibling, an in-law, a child. For those who suffered the misfortune of losing a job in the past year, those who will spend this season in the hospital recovering, those who tend patients when they wish they could be home with family, those who resent their aging bodies, their limitations, their loss of independence, those who are trapped behind prison walls and unable to imagine the season's blessings and joys, refugees who yearn for a new home and lament the loss of safety and ordinary comforts and routines and family members left behind, those who yearn for a substantial change in their lives as the new year approaches, those who work tirelessly for a sustainable earth, those in Indonesia grieving the loss of family and friends due to the tsunami. Grant to all of these your peace and a measure of feistiness sufficient to sustain them through their struggles and to help them discover that there is a future full of meaning and possibility. Open our hearts, O God, that we may discern how to make meaningful for us the Christmas story which we so cherish. Make us to be a generous people, mindful of our own abundance, and persuaded by you to live the sharing way. We touch, may hear in our words and see in our lives that you are truly merciful, gracious, and abounding in love. On this holiest of nights, we also dare to ask that when we do lay ourselves down for rest, we will do a little dreaming that causes us to wake up prepared to take on the world. Be born in us, we pray. These things we ask, trusting in your care for us this night and always. And so we continue to pray in the words Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven.
The liturgy for our Holy Sacrament is both on the screen and available in print. Two things will be helpful for you to know. One is that the bread is gluten-free, so all will share from the same loaf. And the second is, in the printed version, there's a place where it says you are to come forward and receive communion here. Disregard that. Remain in your seats, and the servers will come to you. My sisters and brothers, here on this holy night, Christ places his table among us to feed and bless his people. This is not our table, but the table of the Lord. And all who yearn to find in this cradled mystery of love the way, the truth, and the life, and all who desire to live with one another in ways that are peaceful and just may come to this table with reverence, faith, and thanksgiving.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift up our hearts to God in prayer.
Let us give thanks to God.
It is good to give God thanks and praise. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of light, giver of all life, source of love. We praise and thank you for all your gifts, especially for this holy night of hope and the wonder of good news of great joy. We thank you for those who, like Mary, have the strength and courage to give birth to your love in the world. We thank you for those who, like the shepherds and wise ones, dare to leave many things behind to seek out Bethlehem's holy child. We praise you that your everlasting light is shown to us still in womb and tomb, in cradle and cross, in tenderness and compassion. Above all, we bless your holy name for Jesus Christ, in whom you gather the hopes and fears of all the years. And so tonight, we join with angels and archangels who proclaim the holy birth. Holy, holy, holy,
holy
God of goodness and light,
heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. So it is with joy and gratitude that we take bread as did our Savior and break it. In remembrance of Christ, the bread of life. In the same manner, we take a cup and bless it in remembrance of Jesus, the Christ, the true vine. Loving God, we break this bread and share this cup, confessing Bethlehem's child as the light of the world. Grant that in praise and thanksgiving, we may so offer ourselves to you that our lives may proclaim our hope and the mystery of our faith. Unto us is born
this night
a Savior
who is Christ the Lord.
Christ has died. Christ is risen.
Christ comes again and again. Now send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts of grain and grape. Make us one with Christ, light, life, and love in the world. In this hope and as your people, we praise you, O God.
Through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory is yours, God most holy. Amen.
My brothers and sisters, here is bread for our journey. Here is wine for our arrival. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Come to the table, for all is now ready.
Glory of song, O Lord.
Know that as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you bear witness to the Lord's death until he come. Maranatha, even so come, Lord Jesus. Let us pray. For the bread we have eaten, for the wine we have tasted. Now, my dear friends, as you go from this place into the rest of this holy night, throughout the glorious day tomorrow and on into the next week and the new year and the rest of your lives, know just how much you are loved and abundantly blessed. But remember the way the world is and stay awake in it. Stand firm in your faith, be courageous and strong, and let all that you do be done in love.
And may the grace of Christ attend you, the love of God surround you, and the faithful friendship of the Holy Spirit accompany you this day and evermore.